was like, oh my god, are you kidding me? And she said, what's wrong with it? And I said, the dress is burgundy. She said, what's wrong with burgundy? And I said, burgundy is not my color. My color is like baby powder blue, okay? When I'm in burgundy, I look like Dracula's daughter. And burgundy is Miley Cyrus's color anyway. It's just stupid. Any good stylist would know that. And all this is happening like only an hour before the gala is supposed to happen. So I had to go in that dress. Thank God nobody paid attention to me because J-Lo was there. I don't know what I would have done if she didn't show up. Probably would have cried. Or had like a Britney Spears breakdown. Hey, are you even paying attention? No, it's okay. You're not into fashion at all. I don't know why I would tell you that story. Still, it's a little bit impolite, you know, just to completely zone out when someone's talking. I don't do that to you. Yeah, I guess, you don't put me in a cage, but... Wait. Are you still upset about that? Is that why you've been so quiet all day? Listen, I'm sorry. I don't want you in that cage either, okay? I want to hang out with you and play board games or just something stupid and simple. I want to enjoy my time with you. Fully and without boundaries, but this is what's for the best, and you know that. Somewhere deep down, you must know that. And really, it's for your safety too, because what if they find us? What if they find us and they want to do something bad to you? I don't want that. So if somebody figures out where we're staying and they break in, they won't be able to hurt you. You'll be safe in there. So really, it's just as much as protecting you from them as it is keeping you here. We don't even have the dogs yet. Which reminds me, I have to pick those up tomorrow. And then I guess they'll take your place in that cage. So really, this is a short-term thing anyways. I need you to promise not to try to leave. Okay? I can't have you leaving. Do you understand? It's not safe for you. And if you try to leave, I guess I'll order another dog cage and I'll keep you drugged. I'll keep you drugged up until then. And I don't want to do that to you because I feel like I want you to trust me and I want to be able to trust you. We're friends. We're friends. Okay? So please, it would be better for you to get used to not being in that cage and staying here of your own will before tomorrow, because honestly, I don't want to pick up those dogs alone. They're big and I don't really like big dogs. I'm only getting them to keep you safe, but they really scare me. I'd really prefer it if you were there. So can we get over this together, please? Do you think we can do that? Okay. Well, I guess now is a good time as any, right? I'm gonna unlock this. Please don't try to run. Okay. Can you promise me you won't try to run? Okay. Okay. I'm unlocking it. And you can come out. Yeah, stretch out a little bit. I'm really sorry about keeping you in there. I really hope you understand. I only did it because I thought it was right. I want to keep you safe. No, no, you're not safe. Don't say that because it's stupid and it's dangerous. Okay? We cannot be lulled into a false sense of security. We're in danger here. Especially you. So, we have to be super careful. And I swear to God, when I find out who talks to you, I'm gonna kill them. I'm gonna murder them. No, it... Listen, I'm happy to spend time with you. You know I am. But it's unforgivable. I love you. I love you, and that's why I would be okay never seeing you again. If it just meant that you were safe. This is my nightmare. That because of my career, you're in danger. I would give up everything. No, look at me, please. I would give up everything if it meant that you would be safe. But it's too late for that now. Even if I quit, even if I go through some huge controversy, I'm still gonna have fans. And you're still gonna be in danger. I don't know what else to do. And it's even worse because I don't even know who did this to you. Who's to say it won't happen again? Who's to say they won't find us and do something worse? And I guess that's the worst part about all of this is I don't even know who did this. And there's really no way of figuring it out. It's driving me crazy. It's driving me crazy, and I don't know what to do. You think you know? You think you know who did this? Who? No, I... Please tell me. What? You're joking. You have to be joking, right? Tell me you did not do something this stupid. Tell me you're joking right now. You doxed yourself. What good do you think would come of that? We would spend more time together. Well, we are indefinitely. You're not safe at all. Was it worth it? Was this worth it? Well, I guess if it is to you, that's all that matters. Guess my career doesn't matter. Guess my personal safety doesn't matter to you. So mad at you, I could scream. I understand it. I mean, I understand it. I've wanted to spend time with you too. It's lonely. This career, it's really lonely. The only people who talk to me want something from me. You're the only person in my life that's not like that. Of course I want to spend more time with you too. I just wish that you didn't drag us into a battlefield to do it. I wish that there was some other way. It's fine though. I guess I'll figure something out. Do you think the people who wrote the comments would come after us? It's a possibility. Okay. Well, Well, since we know it's you, I guess we could go back into society with just some more bodyguards. And I guess I'll have you stick with me so that you won't do something stupid and reckless like this again. Oh, I guess I'll have to call that dog trainer then. We don't need them anymore. And I would really prefer not to have those dogs. So what will I do with the dog cage? I think you need a timeout. No. I think you should get back in there. Yeah. A little punishment for putting me through the ringer these past 3 days. Are you kidding me? You knew this whole time and you let me freak out. You're the worst. You're the worst. Get in there. Oh my god. I'm joking. Don't actually go in there. Oh my god. I'm so relieved. Okay, let me call that dog trainer and my chauffeur and the bodyguards. I would really like to be back in my regular environment. This is less than ideal. Oh, we should probably go to your apartment too to pick up your clothes properly this time. Okay, I have some calls to make. Don't dox our location while I'm gone, okay? Okay.